Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of the outstanding book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. And her website is bestsmallbizhelp.com. It's an award-winning blog. And Don, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on all the hard work you do for small businesses out there of all stages and wherever they are on the time continuum. One of the things that I want to ask you is, do you ever get people who come to you and want to start a business, and you get the idea that they believe that, well, I have a checking account, I buy stuff, I sell stuff on eBay, that's all you got to know to be a business owner. You ever get the feeling people think that?
Oh my gosh, all the time, yeah.
And it's wrong, folks. That's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. And what I find is if you have even 1 ounce of laziness in you, don't even think about going into
or if you do not have a really well-developed understanding of deferred gratification, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, think about it, Jim. If you've got a 50% high likelihood of failure, you either have to be so unbelievably driven or you have to be, you know, a little crazy to go into your own business. I mean, it's amazing to me that everybody has these rose-colored glasses and they're not even looking at the statistics. I mean, the likelihood is you will fail,
mm-hmm.
right?
So in 4 years.
Yeah, in a very short period of time. So yeah. You'll burn through your money and you'll have nothing to show for it, but, you know, a lot of battle scars. But the other thing that I find is people are coming to me. You know, the entitlement mentality finds its way into small business, too. It's really interesting. People will come to me and they'll say, well, you know, I want you to help me, and I've got this idea, and they haven't done their homework. They don't know the industry.
They want you to do it for them. They want you to give them a silver bullet, don't they?
Yeah, they want a silver bullet. There is no silver bullet, can we be honest? Okay, hand over heart. There ain't no shortcut.
That's right.
You've got to do your homework. You've got to go through your paces. You've got to learn the business. You've got to learn the industry. You've got to see the mistakes other people have made, and that takes time. And when we were chatting just a few minutes ago, and you said it right, Jim, you said, you know, spend 4 years to learn the industry. Spend 5 years. And people don't want to spend that time because we're in the age of instant gratification.
Right?
I want it right away. Mm-hmm. And that's not what a small business is.
Yeah, if you've got plenty of money, folks, if you got, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're willing to blow through to learn, to cover up all your mistakes and all your ignorance that you have right now about being a business owner, then fine, go for it.
Well,
but
Jim,
but most people don't, and it's not a good, and it's a horrible investment idea.
It is a horrible investment idea, and one of the things that breaks my heart is if you read the comments on Amazon about the book, Accounting for the Number Phobic.
Mm-hmm.
There are people on there that have said things like, I wish I had this book 20 years ago.
Right.
I wish I had this book 30 years ago. I wish I had this book 15 years ago. Because it would have saved me so many sleepless nights. It would have saved me so much money. I would have gotten to where I am so much sooner. And so the point is, get started on the right foot at the beginning. Why wait for 15 or 20 years? I mean, when you say it takes a 15, 20-year learning curve, that's exactly right.
Let me tell you a quick story. The guy who owns 1-800-Flowers was a counselor for the state of Jim McCann, who used to be on my show years ago. He was a counselor for the New York City organization, the municipality, and as an advisor. And he bought a florist shop. He operated it on the side for 10 years before he bought the phone number 1-800-Flowers and the website, and then launched a national
firm.
Very
interesting.
10 years.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
And that's why he was successful.
Yep.
It's because he understood how the
did
business
it on the
worked.
Side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He understood what customers were looking for, and he understood what were the problems in the industry that he could solve.
Right, right.
Because that's absolutely what 1-800-Flowers did. It was a consolidator,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. Don, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website, please, again.
Oh, the website is bestsmallbizhelp.com. And my email, Jim, let me give it.
Go ahead.
It's dfotopoulos, so my first initial, my last name, @gmail.com. I'd love to hear from your
listeners.
All right.
Hey, Don, will you come back soon?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll have you back for us. Thanks for being here. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.